Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I am Danny Hall. It's a pleasure to welcome to our program today here on WIFM from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, John Cothran. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well.
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. We have a very important topic that we want to discuss today, and we see it especially for those of us who live out in the rural areas, and that is tractors on the highway, tractors in the field too. I guess you might want to touch on that, but let's talk some about tractor safety today, John.
Yeah, we want to just kind of give some tips for the motorist and for the farmers, you know, while they are driving on the roads. The North Carolina Department of Transportation says we have about 200 accidents a year involving equipment on North Carolina highways. And they said in the past 3 years, those crashes have resulted in 15 deaths and 330 injuries. We kind of want to keep everybody safe if we can.
If we do the things that are right, then we can avoid those accidents, avoid those deaths, hopefully. Let's talk about the primary things that happen with tractors on the highway. Obviously, they're moving more slowly than cars and trucks.
Yeah, and so usually they're 25 miles an hour or less. Mm-hmm. And some tips for the farmers are, you know, to make sure they got their SMV signs, which is slow moving vehicle signs.
Yes, yeah.
And they are reflective, so motorists should be able to see those at night, you know, and obviously during the daytime.
You try your best not to have the equipment on the roads at night, but I mean, you know, when you're farming, you got to do what you got to do when you have to do it.
Yeah, so that's right. And they also want to remind farmers to always run their lights, mm-hmm. of course, at night if they're on the road, and then, of course, at the daytime. And try to mark your tractors with some reflective tape,
yes.
or reflectors.
When they're moving the big equipment like combines and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, is it important to have what you call a follow car or lead car?
Yeah. And we recommend that they do use those pilot cars, you know, especially for the larger equipment and if you're going a considerable distance. And, you know, during that time, we recommend that they avoid the highway during the rush hours mm-hmm. or bad weather. And also a good recommendation is don't drive before sunrise or after sunset,
right.
if possible.
If possible, yeah. And you see more and more of those large vehicles as farming becomes more of a not the small family farm where you got just a little small plow behind the tractor. You got those huge pieces of equipment now.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's that time of year where a lot of farmers are starting to get their crops in, mm-hmm. you know, finishing up on their last cutting of hay, you know, so we're going to see more of that activity on the highways.
So the farmers have, they play a vital role in it, of course, doing those safety features. As motorists, what do we need to pay attention to, John?
We just want to remind motorists, you know, me myself as well, just to be patient
mm-hmm.
and be sure to recognize those slow-moving vehicle emblems to brake immediately once you see those.
And if you live in areas that you become familiar with the fact that they're on the highways, don't be speeding down the highways because around the next curve they may be there.
Yeah, correct. Oh. Yeah. And as we touched base just a few minutes ago, you know, yield to those wide vehicles because
mm-hmm.
we are going to see those. And don't always assume that the farmer knows you're there, you know, with this large equipment, and they might not know that you're there. And so if you do have to pass with caution. Be watchful for vehicles behind you because, you know, you've probably experienced this as well where you're trying to pass and maybe somebody behind you is trying to pass too.
Yep, you know? Absolutely. And patience, I think, is the key to motorists.
Yeah.
And you have to understand the importance of farmers to all of us.
Yeah.
And when you put it in that context, then it's okay to slow down for a while and just get there a little bit later.
Yeah. And there was a study here I just pulled up. It said that if you have to slow down to 20 miles an hour and follow a tractor for 2 miles, it says it only takes 6 minutes of your time, which is approximately equivalent to waiting for 2 stoplights.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, when I see people do crazy stuff on the highway, and I want to say to them, you know, 5 miles down the road, you're going to have gained 30 seconds, maybe, or something, if you're lucky. Our guest is John Cothran. He's with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about tractor safety and how to make sure, as a farmer, when you're on the roads with your tractor equipment, how to be safe, the right things to do, and also, as a motorist, what to look for, what to pay attention to, and how to act properly. John, I guess if people have some specific questions, maybe farmers have some questions about the right signage and that sort of stuff, they can contact you in your office, right?
Yeah, my number here is 336-651-7348.
And if just regular folks like me I want to know more, we can call you as well, because you're happy to answer those questions and help keep people safe, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Let's turn our attention a little bit, John, if you will. Talk a little bit about the upcoming Wilkes County Agricultural Fair.
Yeah, our fair will be held, it'll start September the 29th, and it actually will run through October the 4th this year.
I'm always excited when fair season hits the area, and we are just about there. What can we look for at the Wilkes County Fair?
A couple things that we're going to highlight. Last year, we had a hay bale decorating contest.
Yeah.
Anybody really that wanted to enter, so that was a great success last year. And then also on Tuesday, September 30th, we're going to have a tractor driving contest. Kind of ironic we're talking about tractor safety, we're going to have a tractor driving contest for youth. Anybody that wants to enter, it will actually start at 7 o'clock.
And when you say a contest, is it how to handle it properly? It's not a race, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of different skills we'll be looking for, and they actually have to drive to it through an obstacle course also.
Oh, cool. I'd be fine as long as I don't have to back up.
Well, you'll have to back, so
okay.
You have to practice before you come.
I'm out of that one, I think. Knock all the obstacles down, I'm afraid.
And also on Tuesday the 30th, we're going to have a car/truck show.
Okay.
And it's going to be there, start at 6 o'clock, and there is, of course, premiums that will be paid out for best in show, the Radius Rod, and then the Most Unusual.
Okay, Radius. Now I'm back in. I'm back in with the agricultural fair, John. I'll try to get my pickup there. It'll be great. So you guys are pretty heavily involved with the agricultural fair. It's an important time, I guess, for Agriculture Extension Office, because you come in contact with a lot of people, don't you?
And give them. Sure do. And we're also going to have on Wednesday, October the 1st, we're going to have our sheep show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, October 2nd, we'll have our goat show.
Wow.
Good time of the year. Fair season is a good time.
You got some busy stuff coming up, John. Tell me the dates again on that fair.
The dates will be September the 29th through October the 4th.
And that is the Wilkes County Agricultural Fair. From the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Office, John Cothran, thanks for talking with us today. Thanks for sharing all the information. We appreciate it. And, of course, folks can give you a call if they need some more information. John, have a great day and look forward to seeing you at the fair.
Thank you, sir.
And, folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.